Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Luli Nishma Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we also have learning in the shul that is graciously sponsored by our dear friends Lonnie and Yo Wolken family in memory of Yo's mother Chana Bela Bas Yoshua, of course the late great Rebbetzin Wolk Alah Shalom. Today's a big day in Mishnah Yomis land because today we are going to complete Mesechta Shabbos in our study of Mishnayos. And the Mishnah begins as follows here in the 24th parak, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. The Mishnah says, Mechatchenes Adluin Lifnei Abeima Vesa Nevela Lifnei Aklavim. We can cut up raw gourd on Shabbos, raw pumpkins for an animal to eat, because they're not mukta. In other words, the pumpkins that are too hard for the animals to eat unless they're cut up into small pieces. And the tircha, the effort that's involved in cutting them up, is mutter, is going to be allowed to be done since it makes the food edible for the animals to eat. And so therefore, even though the pumpkins that are normally eaten by people rather than animals, and they have to be cooked in order to be eaten, the raw ones are not prepared for their use on Shabbos, still they're not mukta because they can be eaten by animals, and so therefore it's considered mukhan, not mukta. Besa nevela lifnei aklavim, and you can also take a cut-up animal that died on Shabbos for the dogs to eat because it's not mukta. The carcass may be too tough to be eaten by a dog unless it's cut up, and the tircha that involved in that action is also going to be okay because it's not mukta. The normal use for live animals is shchita and eaten by people, and since the shchita is not allowed on Shabbos, the animal might be mukta. But here the Mishnah is telling us that the carcass is not mukta because the animal could die on Shabbos, and therefore it's usable as dog food, and it's considered prepared for this use, even when it was alive at the beginning of Shabbos. That's the position of Reb Shimon. But Reb Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda says, "Im lo haisa nevela me'erev Shabbos asura." If it was still alive when Shabbos started, it would be asur lefi she'enam in amuchan because it was nolad. It wasn't prepared beforehand. And according to Reb Yehuda, an object is considered muchan only if it was able to be used for this purpose when Shabbos began. And so therefore, the normal use of a living animal is to be shechted and eaten by people, not dogs. When this animal was alive on Shabbos, it couldn't be shechted on Shabbos, and so therefore it's not menamuchan. And so when it dies on Shabbos, and it now could be eaten by animals, it's not considered muchan, and therefore it would be mukta according to Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't paskin that way, lehalacha. We close out Mesechta Shabbos, ironically and perhaps even excitedly, with a connection to Mesechta Nedarim, which of course we closed out in the Daf Yomi today as well. The Mishnah says as follows, Mefirin Nedarim b'Shabbos. We have the ability to annul vows. A husband can be mefir his wife's Nedarim when they are inoy nefesh, when they cause distress to the soul, or the dvarim shebeino lebeina, or their issues that exist in their marital relationship. A father can annul his daughter's nedarim when she's still a ketana on Shabbos as well. And so if it's Yom Shamo, if it's the day itself, if he hears it on Shabbos, he can get rid of it only on Shabbos. And so therefore, Chazal said, you can be made for the neder on Shabbos. Nishalin l'dvarim shein l'tzorach haShabbos. You can also go to the Beis Din or to a Chacham to be matir a neder that is necessary on Shabbos for things that are relevant to Shabbos. And so that is the first two of the final the first two halachos in this final Mishnah. Now, pokikin es ha-maor, we can temporarily shutter a window on Shabbos with a board that's not attached. And since the board is being added temporarily, it doesn't look like the malacha of boneh. Now, in that situation, umodidin es ha-matlis, you can also measure a rag to figure out if it's large enough to transmit tumah. Generally speaking, that a cloth of can become tameh, it has to be 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. So you can therefore measure and figure out whether it is still 3 by 3, 3 fingers by 3 fingers, in which case it can transmit tumah or not. Bes a mikvah, you can also measure a mikvah to see if it's large enough to be a mikvah which is large enough. It has to hold 40 sa, which is 3 cubic amos, 1 by 1 by 3. They tell the story about Reb Tzadok, and that happened in the time of the father of Reb Tzadok, in the days of Abba Shaul ben Botnis. They had a certain two houses. One man was dying in one house. There was an alley on the other side. There was a barrel between the two windows, between the two houses. And so what they did first was, to prevent the tumah going from the first house to the second house, the residents shuttered the window with a tafiach, with an earthenware container. And so therefore, they wanted to know, was that necessary? And so they measured the earthenware vessel to see if the width was exactly a tefach wide, and they tied it with a street of reed grass in order to be able to get it up there to see if it would fit in the gap in the barrel. Leida imyesh bagigis poseach tefach and lo, to figure out whether or not the gap that was overhanging the alley was a tefach wide, which would stop up the tuma. And they used the gemi over here, since it could be fed to animals, and the tying is assumed to be a knot that's only a temporary knot, and so therefore it can be done on Shabbos. We divrayim lamadnu, so from those words we learn three things. Shapokikin, the first thing is that you can temporarily shutter a window, because they did use the earthenware container in the house to do so. And also, umodidin, that you can measure to determine the legal status. And also, bekoshrim b'shabbos, and also you can tie a temporary knot, as they did with the reed grass, in order for it to be able to be done. This is the end of Masechta Shabbos, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow morning, we will start Masechta Erevin. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.